This is Afternoons with Paula Kruger on ABC Radio Canberra.
Now tell me, could tinkering on the computer lead to a discovery that could prevent blindness? Year 12 Canberra College student Oliver Balfour has been awarded third prize in the National BHP Foundation Science and Engineering Awards. Why, I hear you ask? Well, he's developed an algorithm to help remotely diagnose a serious eye problem in diabetes patients. I want to find out more. He's with me in the studio right now, along with his science teacher, Victor Hallas. Welcome to both of you to Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with you, Oliver. Can you tell me a little bit about this program that you have come up with?
Yeah, so basically it's a piece of software where you give it an image of the back of someone's eye and then it essentially gives you a diagnosis of this eye disease.
Which eye disease?
The disease is called diabetic retinopathy, and it's essentially caused by diabetes from blood vessels bursting in the back of the eye.
So what gave you the idea to look into this?
Well, I've been interested in programming for a very long time now, and I wanted to do a project in that space that could have a lot of real impact. So I settled on a medical diagnosis problem and eventually found this disease.
So when you say you've eventually found this disease, you looked for a disease that could work with the program that you had in mind and you kind of matched them up together. Is that the process that happened?
Effectively, I looked for diseases where the amount of data available for diagnosing the disease was enough for me to be able to write a program to solve or to diagnose the disease.
So can you articulate for me, Oliver, as a result of this, what are we able to do with those pictures of someone's retinas that could indicate blindness related to diabetes? What can we do as a result of this?
Well, if you can diagnose people early on, then it means that you can get better treatment much earlier on, and that prevents some of the really serious implications of the disease, such as blindness.
And Oliver, what inspired you? I mean, you've taken me through the process a bit of what you've done, but why did you want to do that? Why did you want to use the technical skill that you have? Why did you want to apply that to a problem like diabetes-related blindness?
Well, it's an interesting question. I've been programming for a long time, and a lot of the work that I do just sits on my hard drive and just sort of rots away, and I wanted to do something that could actually have an impact.
Now I want to have a closer look at your hard drive, Oliver. What else have you got sitting in there? And with you as well, Oliver, you're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra, by the way, and you're hearing from Oliver Balfour. He is a Year 12 student from Canberra College, and with him is his teacher, Victor Hallas. Victor, welcome to you too as well here on ABC Radio Canberra. Is Oliver a unique student for you?
Absolutely. Yep. With his project, I had very little input. I guess at this level, when the students are in year 11 and 12, our main task or mission as teachers should be to create opportunities for them. So I think Oliver was a finalist in BHP Billiton Awards last year as well. But he wasn't placed in a particular category, and he got inspired probably from the projects that were there from all over Australia, I guess. And he wanted to improve on that. So it's building on the skills that he brought from high school as well. Now we're taking the step further in year 12, and we're linking him with a scientist who is the professor of nuclear physics at the ANU.
Wow.
Through the program that is called Science Mentors ACT that Jeff McNamara is in charge of. And Oliver wants to do another project this year and ultimately be placed maybe even higher and to represent Australia at International Science Fair. That's one of his objectives, I guess.
Oliver, Victor was describing you being part of this event last year. Did you get inspired when you saw what other people were doing with their technical skills, with their scientific knowledge?
Yeah, for sure. There were some pretty incredible projects, honestly. You know, you have a room with some of the brightest kids from across Australia, and they've all come up with these amazing ideas. And I guess I just wanted to try and, I suppose, be even better at what I was already doing.
So with what you were already doing as what you described it, you know, how would you articulate that? Is it a technical skill? Is it a creative skill? Because it just strikes me that to do what you've been doing, it's almost like you need a combination of things. You need your technical skills, but you also need a bit of creativity as well.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of maths involved, that's for sure. And what surprises a lot of people, I think, is that there is actually a lot of creativity that goes into creating these ideas, even if it is very arcane and mathematical at times.
And you've got a mentor as well, from what Victor was saying. What's it like working with these older and respected scientists?
I haven't actually met the mentor yet.
Oh, okay. Well, let's anticipate. Well, you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Victor, how was Oliver, and how are students like Oliver teamed up with more senior people in the science fields?
So we had this interaction with Science Mentors ACT before for a number of years now, and I guess it expands the ways of what students can accomplish in the college setting. So they, as a part of the program, they go and work with scientists in their scientific institutions like CSIRO or University of Canberra or the ANU, and they have access to a more complicated equipment, I guess, and they also learn the skills that are invaluable in their future studies. Usually those are the students who want to pursue sciences after year 12. Oliver probably hasn't told you that his project actually is a kind of artificial intelligence. So you can question him.
Yeah, so and is that where you want to, is that the field that you want to head into, Oliver, into AI?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I intend to study computer science, which involves AI, which is an area that I really enjoy working in.
What interests you about this field?
Well, it just sounds cool, I guess.
That's good enough reason for me.
Yeah, the kinds of things you can do are just incredible, and I want to be a part of that, really.
Victor, you were talking about, you know, some of the different things that you're working on within the school. You know, you've got someone like Oliver, who's obviously such a high achiever in this area. What does it do for the profile of STEM subjects within, you know, a place like Canberra College?
I guess it's a good advertisement for us, but also shows that you know, we are providing those opportunities for the students. We're also in the process of renovating and remodeling our old glasshouse into a maker space. And it will be an innovation center. It will have two parts. One will be maker space where students can make something and work on their projects. And another part where they will design, have an opportunity to design things like kind of what Oliver is doing, maybe a not on that scale. Yeah, so we would like to provide opportunities for our students to be involved in project-based learning. It is the future of education in science, definitely, from my experience at Lynham High, where I was part of the projects program there, and at Canberra College, we try to encourage that. This year, we started a new course, interdisciplinary science, that it is pretty much project-based.
And Victor, you know, given that you have someone like Oliver in the school, have there been other students that have looked at what Oliver has done and gone, I could give this a whirl? Has it caused much interest among the other students?
I guess we need to ask Oliver to do a few presentations at our assemblies about what he achieved. initially he presented a little bit about his project, but at the beginning of the year we had a few assemblies, but they were more to organize things at the beginning of the year. But now we'll have the upcoming assemblies where Oliver can share it with the whole school community, and maybe we can do something in science as well, where students have an opportunity to ask Oliver some questions and how to get there, where he got to that point.
Oliver, what's it like having to talk about your work in front of people? I'm assuming you're the kind of person that might prefer doing the work than talking about it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've never been that amazing at presentations, but it's always interesting to be able to share with other people like that. So I reckon it'll be interesting.
Oh, we'll see how good your showbiz skills get towards the end of this. It's been great meeting you both. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about what you're working on. And Oliver, we just look forward to you know, whatever it is that you come up with, your next project. Thanks so much for joining us. That is Victor Halas, teacher, and Oliver Balfour, a student from Canberra College. And Oliver has come up with an algorithm, or developed an algorithm, that can help remote diagnosis of serious eye problems in diabetes in patients.